almost 9 years in Iraq, thousands of U.S. troops have already left the country, and the ones remaining will be gone by December 31st. Camp Adder, near the southern Iraqi city of Nasiriyah, is the last staging post for trucks and soldiers before they arrive in neighboring Kuwait. Captain David Moses is one of the officers coordinating the final drawdown.
All the convoys that come through here, the convoy commanders come in and check in with us. We verify their documentation, and if there is anything wrong with the documentation, we correct it on the spot.
Also leaving are hundreds of non-military personnel who worked on the military bases, including those from Pakistan, India, and Nepal. There used to be 12,000 U.S. soldiers here, creating constant traffic on these now empty streets. The U.S. military says it is leaving behind some $200 million worth of equipment, including hundreds of beat-up cars and pickup trucks. Most of what is being left in Iraq would just cost too much to ship out. Lieutenant Colonel Charles Kumwidi of the 3rd Brigade Combat Team 1st Cavalry Division says the drawdown has gone well.
And I feel the honor in that sacrifice by the way we're professionally pulling out of this country.
The Iraqi Air Force has already taken over what used to be a large American base. It is now known as the Imam Ali Airfield. But most of what is left is dust and concrete, reminders of a long U.S. military presence. VOA News, Sharon Bain, Nasiriyah.